And you feel it. That's the question. It's Wednesday, the 21st day of May, 2025. It feels like almost 7 days in May, doesn't it? From the movie. Not so much fiction as fact as things come out. I want to welcome everyone to today's broadcast and thank you. Thank you for joining me. Thanks to the people in chat. God bless each and every one of you. And thanks for the people listening on whatever audio podcast that you will be or you're listening on. There was a recent article, and I really want to look. There's a lot of stuff going on. Of course, you can catch the headlines. You know what's going on in the larger sense, right? I mean, no one has to sit here and read headlines, but because that's just not a thing. Here, there was an article recently. An American thinker. And of course, I can't get my hands on it right now, but the gist of the article was there's an effort to consolidate conservative media. You would think that I would have that at the ready, right? Correct? No, I don't. But that's okay, because I've been hinting at this for some time now. Consolidate conservative, specifically conservative alternative media, as they call us. Well, pay attention to this, because again, we're learning lessons, or apparently we have to relearn lessons that we didn't learn from in the first place. Whoever thinks it's a good idea to consolidate conservative media, including what is known as the alternative media. No, that's not a good idea, because what will end up and what I see taking place right now is the push toward the Republican talking points. And by Republican, I'm talking establishment Republican talking points. And of course, why would somebody that's independent want to become part of that? Because of the promises, because of the money, because, you know, and of course the promises would be, look, we won't control what you will say or what you can and can't say. Okay, stop laughing now. But yet, and here's the issue. There are a lot of people I know, or I'm familiar with. I don't want to say I know them, but you know, personally, but I'm familiar with a lot of names I'm familiar with are foaming at the mouth and saying, yeah, boy, this would broaden my platform. You know, I've never really been worried about that. You look at statistics, and statistics, numbers, whatever. You look at, well, how many followers do you have on this platform or that platform? It doesn't matter. To me, it doesn't matter, because you look at that and how many people really do listen. Whereas I look today, right now, hang on, right now, let me pull this. Actually, I have it on two screens, but let me get it closer to me so I can see. Just for the live broadcast, which on Rumble, for example, right now, I'm just going to use this as an example. Oh, there we go. Okay. Well, I'm talking to myself. A few hundred people, right? Now, the people who are being, what would you call that? Being courted for a consolidation would laugh at that. They said, well, you don't have an audience. And I would think to myself right now, what an insult to every person listening or watching live on Rumble. What an insult that is. That there's an audience. To me, these are the people who stop what they're doing or add to this to what they're doing. Tuning in. And listening to what I've got to say. And the way I look at it is I've got a responsibility to the people, and foremost, the people who support and lift up this broadcast. I've got a responsibility to them. I have a responsibility for transparency. And I think I've been pretty doggone transparent. I've got a responsibility for honesty. And I've got a responsibility for the future, not my future, because I'm running out of runway, but for the future of my offspring, my one's children and grandchildren. So I'm not going to compromise anything. I can't. I wouldn't. I've turned down a lot. Again, that's I'm not trying to make this about me. It's not about me. It's of what we have, the selection. You know, Steve Quayle. Okay, now I know some will say, well, Steve Quayle's got a lot of faults. Man, we all do. Steve Quayle's got a lot of great information. Yes, he does. He'll be on tomorrow night, by the way. I talked to him today. And there are things that he's passionate about. But anyway. And there, well, adding to that, there are things that in mine, you've seen that, right? He's at a different level than I am. And that's a good thing. That's a great thing. But watch, please. Keep your eyes on. No matter how you slice this, this is not good. People, like them or don't like them, it doesn't matter. That will never consolidation. People like Alex Jones. People like, well, Tucker Carlson. And believe me, Tucker Carlson, he doesn't have to. Alex Jones started off as a broadcaster. And somebody somewhere somehow put a microphone in front of me and said, talk. Okay. Sometimes I stumble over words. Sometimes my information. And it's not about me. It's just the information. It's analyzing the information, but I want people to know that right now what's going on in the Eric the Tech. I don't know if you can find this on, and you can let me know when this was published, because I read this. I'm not even sure when I read it, but I read it and then it just kind of dropped. I've been hearing this now for roughly the last year, but really, really since President Trump came into office. Now, President Trump has nothing to do with this. Okay, it has nothing to do with that. But that's a marker in time. Okay, so I'm thinking about this. And I'm thinking about would be because June 19th, 1962, Khrushchev in Bucharest, Romania, said this. The United States will eventually fly the communist red flag. The American people will hoist it themselves. And this is part of that process, the consolidation of everything. Communism, folks, is a disease of the mind, of the intellect. Thank you so much. There somewhere. I knew I wasn't in a fog of denial or some dream state. Andrea Widberg. Oh, God bless you, Eric the Tech. I'm going to pull this up myself, too, because that's from the 13th. Look how long ago that was. There we go. Yeah. Thank you. It's more than a rumor, Andrea. It's happening. And it's right now. And it's so important to understand where this is headed. And what has already kind of the backstage, behind stage. You know, I'll never forget. Just kind of think about this for a second. At the Mansion Theater in Branson, where many, many acts, you can keep that up, but many acts played, I mean, big time. The green room backstage, oh my gosh, the hallways and some of the places where the roadies for the band sit and all that, you know, hang out. I was fortunate enough, several times with Steve's concerts to be backstage and to be in the green room and to see all that stuff back there. And when you're back there, there's kind of that feeling you have, you know, like, wow, you know, and you see maybe somebody will deface something, you know, in an unfinished area and sign their name, and you might recognize the name, you might not, whatever. But when you look out and see the seating and then the empty seating and then the lights and then the 3,000 people, and it's like, wow. But the people out there depend on the people on stage and behind the scenes. And when you squander that trust, when you squander all of that and put on a show instead of an honest whatever you're doing, shame on you. So that's why this to me was very important. When you read this, one of them, seemingly a solid one, this is a rumor she's referencing, is that a wealth that's including, now listen, human events, the post-millennial, the Daily Caller. Now, I'm going to say this. There are so many more. Pull them up under a single owner. Now, folks, please, this is going to impact exactly what you're listening to, what you form, and the future of your listening and viewing in this effort. And I can almost finish with this. The forces behind this effort are donors sympathetic to the vision of the Republican Party that Liz Cheney, Mike Pence, Paul Ryan, and Mittens espouse. I could stop there. And she writes, how great is this? As a matter of principle, I'm deeply opposed to the idea of a consortium controlling. Man, you better doggone believe that to be the case. So am I. You know, it's all about the money, right? It always is. It's either sex or money, or this, or a twisted ideology, this, a sense of. So when you read this article, if the rumors about the buyer's ideological leanings are correct, these are people still invested in the old ideas, in the established, not conservative, not Christian, most assuredly. But this archaic structure that benefits them and them only, at the expense of who? You, me, all of us. It really is. I saw this, and with the events of this week, I'm going to tell you something. Horribly, horribly, horribly wrong. I'm in the beginning into this. There is something so wrong I've actually considered just shutting the doors. I'm serious. Please. You've got... Did you ever have a whatever you're doing and just saying, screw it, man. You know what? Enough of this. I mean, you might say it, I don't know, depending on your personality or who you are, you might say it 1,000 times a year. You know, who knows? But you're still there, right? So don't make anything out of that. But you get the idea. There is something very wrong here. I got a lot of calls, messages over the last 36 hours, I guess. And it's about something I want to talk to you about. Look, I don't even know how to explain what I want, but it goes back to there's something extremely wrong. By the way, it's just to finish with this push to consolidate the conservative wide, to become stronger, and of course, it's all the trappings. Oh, the trappings promised. And I've learned, and you'll read about this in my third book coming out. You know, when somebody comes to your office in 1987 and wants an investigation done, a simple investigation, and hands you an envelope containing, in 1987, dollars in cash. And said, look, I need this done by, and walks out the door. Oh, it also provides a phone number that can only be contacted by way of. Sounds good, doesn't it? Sounds, oh man. How, look at that, $5,000. Of course, you know, I got to split the house. Not enough to cover the attorney fees later. Not even close. because there's always a catch. There's no free rides. There ain't no free rides. You ever read about that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We did the investigation. That resulted in a year like no other. You probably don't know this, but I was threatened with, we actually had to, in our office, we actually had to put a desk in there for the rotating series of investigators to come in to our office. That's right. Because without giving a lot away, because, you know, the book is, to me, is really good. It's coming out, just part of, but the subject of our investigation, it was a background investigation. Subject of the investigation was a very, very, very high profile person, very good friends of then at that time, our governor. Job, basically. And when somebody hands you $5,000 and says, here, let me help you out too. We'll provide you, you got to do the background investigation, but we'll provide you with the names. So you really don't have to talk to. So you really don't have to like do a lot of work. You just put what they say down on paper and bada bing, bada bang, you know, easy peasy. If you don't learn from mistakes like that, and if you're ever in that position where you think, oh man, thanks. No. Investigated by every state and federal agency you could possibly ever think of. I was threatened with 99 counts of us, each carrying a year in prison. Years in prison. I'm thinking, oh yeah. And that was just the start. That was their opening salvo. I was Mirandized more times than I care to count. I was tossed in jail. Handcuff. Now I say this because I know the drill. I'm not proud of that. Not even close. Allow this to serve as a warning. What the hell are you doing? What are you doing? Seriously. It happened. The intent was to destroy the reputation, which, but make it so all we were able to do, all I was able to do, was fight against the forces. And that's what's happened. Minus the 5,000, minus the... It's a totally different template, I guess. You want to derail somebody. And there you go. And, you know, if you can't derail somebody by in that fashion, find some other way, but the template would be the same. Investigate the living crap out of you. You didn't do anything. That's just the way it is. And you can ask people, everyone from President Trump down. I'm telling you that's but you know who you're not going to find fighting that fight? People I mentioned before, the conservative pundits I mentioned before, you're not going to find them fighting that fight. Not again, minus that assignment, minus that $5,000. And, you know, hey, no, they're a lot smarter than I was way back then. What is that now? 40 years ago? clear in my mind right now. So there is something very wrong taking place, and it has to do with the takeover from within. I don't think I've ever admitted that before. By the way, the end of that story, I'll give away. Charge stuck. And it was a violation of a very obscure 1974 law that judges, sheriffs, county detectives, constables were all in violation of, which, okay. We just, I was just the example, along with my partner. But anyway, if you look for that charge today, it's gone. Poof, magically gone. Because you see, I would have lost my license. I would have lost my credentials. But I didn't. Oh, I've got the paperwork. I got it all. But to prove my point. But see, that's, to me, that's the intent, is the process is the punishment, as I've always said. But I lived it. I guarantee you, you know, this is like their $5,000. This is like their, hey, come on board. And again, it goes far beyond what I mentioned. Pay attention to this. But it goes even deeper, because the ideological takeover of the independent thought and push for the independent thought, truthful, analytic assessments. You won't have that anymore. Because the Bush era, Republicans era policy lover can't compete. So they'll take it over. Because I guarantee you they've got the money. So I just want you to think about that. Spend too much time on that. No. Because there's all kinds of other stuff going on. I'm just telling you right now that things are going to change like you didn't expect. Everyone is expecting this to happen or that to happen, and it's going to be a sudden. It could very well be. Is what I know to be true is there are people pushing for subtle changes, takeover. And who are they targeting? They're targeting you. They're targeting me. They're targeting all of us by taking us over. When I say there's something very wrong, I mean this. Very wrong. And again, I've gotten phone calls, if you're listening or out in the great state of Missouri, God bless you. He said, Lucky, wow, you got to know what's going on here. And I said, I do. Words of wisdom and such, but this goes back also to trying to do the right thing. Something happened last year. Of course, you know, something happened last year that was just absolutely, some things have been happening over the last several years that are, that defy explanation, but in particular, really understood, the magnitude of which is not really understood. It was July 13th of last year. And this is, and you guys might say, you know, I'm just so sick of you guys. Just shut up already about this. The assassination attempt on President Trump, the first one. Well, the first public one. I talked about this yesterday. I'm going to just go further today because I realize that as when I say I'm running out of runway, that's the way I feel. I feel if I don't talk about this instead of saying, oh, you know, pay, tune in next week and I'll drop this on a week from Saturday. No. Not at all. And even at some point, Eric, the tech can come in and provide some information that I may not find very well. Talked yesterday, or maybe it was the day before. I don't know when it was, but yeah, it had to be yesterday, about Kash Patel and Dan Bongino saying, well, you know, two things were discussed. Number one was July 13th, and number two was the Epstein case. I didn't investigate the Epstein case. I didn't investigate it. But I trust certain people involved in that investigation. The independent people, not the government people. With respect to July 13th, I don't trust a damn person at all. Not one. And I've earned that right not to trust anybody. There's two video clips from Alex Jones. And in case, I'm sure you probably heard this. And if you didn't, one, he was talking to Roger Stone. And the other was the first part of his show yesterday. And I want to, even if you did hear it and watch it, I want to offer commentary on it. And with respect to his discussion and commentary with Roger Stone, I want to offer from my perspective, because it was for this reason I was disinvited from big shows. I was booked and then they said nope. Gee, worse. After the third, well, I decided this. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go on other shows. There are two exceptions. I'm not going to do it. So, Eric the Tech, I'm not even sure which one. I think this one with Roger Stone's like 9 minutes. You probably saw this, folks. And again, look, if you did, bear with me because this is important. It'd be the first link I sent you. Eric the Tech, this is about 9 minutes in length. Folks, I'm going to let this play through. There are certain people who won't do that because, again, you know, it's like bam, bam, bam. They've got to, they've got a seconds, really no more than a minute. No. You need to hear this all, pretty much all of this. I don't think I'll punch in unless it's necessary commentary afterwards, but I may ask Eric to pause it because I've got things to say about this. But this is this discussion between Alex Jones and Roger Stone. Again, I know both of these individuals, and I would talk openly with both of them. All right, I'm just saying. These are not the people who would become part of a larger consortium to, to push a certain ideology. I'm just saying that. Now, I'll just stop right there. But so let's go ahead and play cut one. This is from Alex Jones yesterday, and here it is.
This is some of the worst body language I've ever seen. It's not just like we're lying. It's we're scared, and we don't like telling this lie. It's almost like they were doing it to create a controversy. I mean, did you murder your wife? No, I promise I was busy. I was somewhere else. I can't tell you who it, but it wasn't me. I promise. I mean, it's really bad. Here it is.
But how come we don't have more information on the assassination attempts on President Trump?
There's two reasons to open ongoing prosecutions. So two of the investigations are obviously closed because the individuals are dead. But there's two live prosecutions. And so we can't get ahead of the federal court case. A lot of that information will come out in the federal court cases, but we have personally invested our time in making sure that we have looked at all the any possible international connections to terrorism and adversaries alike. And we've both been down to Quantico. We've both done the laboratory testing. We've both seen the explosives analysis. We've both seen the firearm and physically held it. We are all in on these investigations.
I guess in a certain sense, we don't know what Cash, who I think is a very good man, strongly supported his appointment. I like Dan Bongino. I think they're good men. But I don't know what it is that they know that we don't. There are just too many obvious things for which there are no answers. How is it possible that the FBI, the Secret Service, the state police, and the local police are all on different radio frequencies, can't speak to each other? How is it possible that for 92 minutes, they know there's a man with a gun who's been seen with a rangefinder inside the closed perimeter of the president's event, but no one informs the president's direct security
detail?
But
he's on the roof for up to 10 minutes. People going, gun, gun, gun. And he gets off a bunch of shots, and then they say the Secret Service shot him, and then no, it's a cop shot him. This was a stand down, bare minimum.
Look, I have a very high regard for Cash Patel, strongly supported his appointment. I like Dan Bongino. I think they're good guys. I just find it hard to believe that Crooks, if he's even the real shooter, acted alone. There's why eyewitness testimony that seems to contradict that. And the idea that our intelligence services, our law enforcement, can't get into Crooks's phone, really? I find that very hard to believe.
Well, when you look at the video of Bongino and Cash Patel on Fox, they look like they're prisoners or hostages or something. I mean, the body language, when they're telling us, oh, no, we've seen the file, Crooks acted alone. It was bad. I mean, this was really upsetting. What do you make of it, Roger? I mean, let's do this. Here's the clip. See it for yourself and respond to this, because this is some of the worst body language I've ever seen. It's not just like we don't like telling this lie. It's almost like they were doing it to create a controversy. I mean, did you murder your wife? No, I promise I was busy. I was somewhere else. I can't tell you who went, but it wasn't me. I promise. I mean, it's really bad. Here it is.
But how come we don't have more information on the assassination attempts on President Trump?
There's two reasons to open ongoing prosecutions. So two of the investigations are obviously closed because the individuals are dead. But there's two live prosecutions. And so we can't get ahead of the federal court case. A lot of that information will come out in the federal court cases, but we have personally invested our time in making sure that we have looked at all the any possible international connections to terrorism and adversaries alike. And we've both been down to Quantico. We've both done the laboratory testing. We've both seen the explosive analysis. We've both seen the firearm and physically held it. We are all in on these investigations.
Are we going to be surprised at what you learned?
You know what, Maria? Cash is not kidding. We've been personally briefed extensively on every single detail, nugget, tendril of this case. One is actively in court right now, so out of respect for the case, it's probably more appropriate that I stay quiet on that. However, I'm not going to tell people what they want to hear. I'm going to tell you the truth, and whether you like it or not is up to you. If there was a big explosive there, right, given my history as a Secret Service agent and my personal friendship as a director does with the president, give me one logical, sensible reason we would not have. If you can think of one, there isn't. There isn't. There in some of these cases, the there you're looking for is not there. And I know people, I get it. I understand. It's not there. If it was there, we would have told you.
Well, the other issue that's been talked about recently is this mortgage fraud.
All right, so that just, I mean, A, the body language is really bad. B, we know the facts of this. And just to say I've been personally brief, it's like the Epstein thing. I've seen the files. He killed himself. Well, we've seen it, too. And the coroner said his neck was broken in three spots. Roger Stone, how do you respond to that?
Yeah, I agree with you, Alex. It's very strange. The body language is very strange. The problem, of course, is you may remember when Lyndon Johnson, first of all, he didn't want to have a federal commission to investigate the assassination of John Kennedy. He actually says to J. Edgar Hoover on the phone, we can't be out investigating every shooting scrape out there. He considered the murder of a president a shooting scrape. But more importantly, Earl Warren, the chief justice of the Supreme Court, did not want to head the investigation until Lyndon Johnson implied to him that he had knowledge that the Russians were behind the murder of Kennedy. They weren't. And that if the American people learned this, it could lead to World War III. So I guess in a certain sense, we don't know what Cash, who I think is a very good man, strongly supported his appointment. I like Dan Bongino. I think they're good men. But I don't know what it is that they know that we don't. There are just too many obvious things for which there are no answers. How is it possible that the FBI, the Secret Service, the state police, and the local police are all on different radio frequencies, can't speak to each other? How is it possible that for 92 minutes they know there's a man with a gun who's been seen with a rangefinder inside the closed perimeter of the president's event, but no one informs the president's direct security
detail?
But
he's on the roof for up to 10 minutes. People going, gun, gun, gun. And he gets off a bunch of shots. And then they say the Secret Service shot him, but they know it's a cop shot him. This was a stand down, bare minimum.
Well, and again, Apple tells us that they can't get into Crook's phone or into his computer. Or they refuse to because it would be a violation of his privacy rights. Yet Apple was more than happy to hand over the contents of my phone and my computer to Robert Mueller before he even got a subpoena.
Oh, it's pure crap. Absolute.
Nothing in there.
Well, let's just be clear.
That's a good stopping point now. And you can you can finish that up. I know we played that. I know that was an extended play. Well, get used to it because I got another one coming up. But a lot of important information was said there. And with respect to the last point about, well, you know, can't get into his phone or can't get into his computer, right? It's really? Yeah, you can. And yes, yes. Okay, first of all, there are companies out there who do brute force. Even, for example, even if, let's just say if that fact was true, Apple would say, well, we're not going to help with you on this case. Okay, fine. There are companies out there who will do that very thing through there's some brute, some companies use brute force to just keep going through and attempting to access or attempting to break the password. There are other companies that will do the same thing in different ways. There are companies out there. Now, you will pay dearly for it. And there's always a risk with that, but the companies exist if you look for them. I would not recommend looking for them. Okay. But they're there. The second thing, and I ran into this personally, which I really don't want to get into, but I'll tell you this. When someone is deceased, there are ways. I'll just put a period. So that is, if I team, not saying we did because no, but if it's possible for us to do that, what do you think the FBI can do? I'm just tossing the, that would be a measure, a thing to you'd have a problem. I'm not sure if this was before or after that exchange with Roger Stone. Alex Jones had recalled our conversation on our on-air conversation from a couple of months ago. And to this day, I stand by this. And I believe to a man, although I have not taken a poll of late, from the team that we assembled, believes that this was not just one, you know, single solitary mope of a person that just by chance, you know, hey, sometimes crap happens, right? And you know, the excuse of looking to, you're looking, what's that, folks? What is that? Something that's not there, but you're looking to rationalize how something like this could happen. And then your mind creates these conspiratorial tones and thoughts. And no, that's not this. And here is the bottom line with respect to why I believe, why I've got to come back to this. Aside from the fact that we are so heavily and personally and professionally invested in this investigation, but you do, and I'm sure everyone realizes that had the events of that day been just an inch off, we would not be having this conversation today. It might be a lot different. The world is in the fashion that it is. So for all of the, and this is why I have to come back to this, because for all of the news items of so much importance, which, yes, in fact, they're out there in your face almost all the time. We have to go back to what I said initially, I believe, because what's the objective? But what's the larger, if you just sit quietly, maybe on your porch on a nice day and the wind's blowing and the sun's out and birds are chirping and all this, and you just really sit and think about things. What's the objective of the so-called deep state, these bad actors inside and outside of our government? What's the overall objective? We talk, kill us, enslave us, and they want to take over the world. I mean, it's really that simple. I mean, haven't we seen that through the COVID 1984 debacle and the response to that? And we, it's so. I have a saying, and it served me well whenever I was ever get, you know, when you, sometimes you just have to go back to the start, at the beginning, and take a look at everything. Eyes fresh, you know, soon you realize, the one thing I'm not talking about is seeing things that are not there and trying to force fit facts or force fit events into your narrative, which you would automatically think, well, you cannot start off with a bias that there is something more there. Or stated the way Mongino said, you really can't start off with a bias thinking there's more there. You just have to start off by looking at the facts and acting on the facts, right? That's, do we find there? Oh, we found a lot of this parlance, which is why I'm saying there's something really, really wrong. And whether you agree with Roger Stone or Alex Jones, it doesn't matter. Handle those questions in their body language. It just made me think there's something wrong. What? I don't know. And I'll say this outright. Now, that scares me a little bit. I don't know what they know, but I know what I know. And the other thing, and I showed this, we showed this yesterday, my response to Mr. Bongino and such, that, you know, we could make a prima facie evidence on the electronics and the explosives alone, of a conspiracy. But you know what? Yeah, I'm not going to rehash that or relitigate that. But what I'm going to say, back to this event, because they had a crap. And as I said in previous discussions about this, there are only three scenarios that fit or that are possible with respect to the events of that day, July 13th, 2024. Narrative. Okay. Everything happened and it was just a cluster of stuff. Or the second narrative is that there was a nation state actor behind this, really? No. It wouldn't have played out the way it played out. Or the third possibility is that there were that the so-called mistakes were actually intentional mistakes. There was collusion and it doesn't fit the narrative of, you know, this happen. No. Not at all. And to those people who are wondering about, excuse me, pulling my actual notes and stuff, just allow me this part to go through this. What were the mistakes? What were the insufficient acts by the FBI, Secret Service, local state law enforcement? The first problem, or the first mistake, if that's what you want to call it, the Secret Service on July 13th, they always do. Somehow, on this particular day, they just didn't. And with that security briefing intel, pretty much everyone that's going to be involved in the security for the president-elect or candidate. So what happened was that left the SWAT teams without any kind of direction, information, or, I mean, that's critically important. The second mistake was inadequate preparation. Again, a big component. Generally speaking, counter-sniper teams conduct on where to set up and look at everything. Well, that only happened like 24 hours before the rally. Usually that happens 2 weeks before, not in this case. And their communication wasn't such. If they were there, which they were insufficient. So they were left with only their cell phones to communicate when the SOP would be to have and I don't want to make a blanket statement, but they would be able to communicate to every security individual there, whether it be through a security room that monitors all of the air traffic or directly on that same channel. That didn't happen. And that's not that hard because it's all standard. The third mistake, again, air quotes, was the Secret Service refused local drone security. That could have given some very critical aerial surveillance and made it very obvious that there was somebody there, Thomas Crooks or others with ill intent. They didn't just say no. I mean, they absolutely said no. You have to ask the question why. And I find it very interesting too that Dan Bongino, having served at personal protection, has said on his own show, mentioned this on his own show, and yet does not factor this in, or has not factored this in, at least not that I. But then said, specifically Dan Bongino, he's been briefed, but who's doing the briefing? You have to ask yourself that. I'll tell you this. I mean, I can be putting up a... You also have to verify the content of the information given to you. At least that should be your responsibility. In that capacity as deputy director of the FBI, you should be able to go beyond that briefing and not just say, okay, well, that's what that, okay, fair enough, that's it. No. And then, of course, the inadequate manpower service agents were instructed not to request additional manpower for that specific day, because any request would be denied. And that goes back to Cheadle, that goes back to Roe, that goes back to others still within the Secret Service. And again, this is why I say something is wrong and something, this concerns me deeply. Because if we are to take the rot out of the whole system, hey, that's the place to start. Cheadle was on the stand, was being grilled by, she denied that because lies, multiple lies, and that was one of them. But that's not enough. Okay. And then the abandoned Overwatch host. Now, these are no specific order, but I got to tell you that that's hard to take. Investigation officers from Butler County left their assigned positions at that, had that best vantage point for that Thomas Matthew Crux, where he was fired and was found. That abandonment, the Butler County ESU, by their abandoning that post, a significant hazard to the president. You have to ask yourself why. Points of, I would take it to the bank. I would bet the everything I'm telling you, folks, is 100% verified. Okay, I'm going to start. That's about half of the so-called mistakes. I'm going to come back to some more because, but I'm going to show you this. I think it's important to play out just portions. But folks, I want you to think again, something is very, very, very wrong. And I'm going to tell you right now this out. I thank Alex Jones for calling this out. I thank others for calling this out. And if anything concerned is this, because this will show, this will expose, this will lay open that has been, and in some cases still is, behind the takeover of our nation. And this is not rehashing old ground. This is, to me, this is something that is so important for everyone to really grasp and understand, because again, we can talk about any number of headlines, but the undergirding of what's taking place, that behind the scenes stuff, what's taking place that's shaping those headlines. And this will also, in my mind, give way to who specifically is attempting to, well, who is behind a lot of the bad things that we are seeing. And I will, in some cases, not who, who orchestrated what happened to Epstein and decide or have decided not to expose the matters regarding Epstein. And I'll take it one step further. That did, look, these did not happen in vacuums. That whole Epstein operation, this Epstein blackmail operation, it was an intelligence operation. A line from the Epstein blackmail intelligence operation to the Crossfire Hurricane, if you'd like. Some of the same players are involved in both. Some of the same orchestrators are involved in a lot of this, in all of these. And once again, the template for this can be found in the historical, in historical papers. And look at the way, like, for example, Roger Stone was talking about LBJ and his role in making sure the truth about JFK's assassination never saw the light of day. And how the FBI director back then, obviously, Hoover, the steps that were made, Hoover knew the truth. Many people back then knew the truth and were actually in the setup of that whole coup that happened in 1963. And it wasn't just in Dallas. See, that's the problem too. When you look at the assassination of JFK, people focus on Dealey Plaza, Dallas, but forget about the plot that was to take place originally in Chicago and then the one in Florida and other places where President Kennedy either went to or didn't go to. But they were the same players in all of those. So take that and superimpose it over today's events. Pretty much the same. Form this task force. Oh, it was so just, wasn't that just awesome, that task force? What wasn't it? It was just amazing because they were there to get the skinny. They were there to investigate. Man. Do you know that I was in contact with one of the, I don't even think Eric knows this, but I was in contact with one of the task force leaders. Oh, a good, staunch conservative. Actually, I've played many of his clips on air. And said, hey, you know, since you're involved in this, would you like the documentation? We have to be no strings. I have it approved by the client. Would you like our investigative findings? A lot of. We'll get back to you. No, I don't think it'll be necessary. We got everything we got everything we need. Okay. I'm not going to push. But before I let you go, did you know that? Oh, that I'm not going to give away. No, that's all right. Hey, have a good day. Okay. I'm telling you right now, there's an active role to cover up. I am less than optimistic. That's why I was saying there's something wrong here. There's something exceptionally wrong. When you have a person like Kash Patel who writes Government Gangsters, the book, almost a 180. And then you have Dan Bongino who wrote a number of books, including Spygate and so on, and kind of does a 180. I just have some hey, folks, I have questions. I'm not I have questions, not accusations, questions. And, you know, people that have done the investigations and said, well, you know, I'm not suicidal, there's me. And I'm not suicidal either. I mean, it scares me. I mean, this concerns me. And I think for decent reason. So let's go back to yesterday before I go on. And not failures, but features yesterday. Hang with me on this, okay? Do me a favor. Hang with me on this. This is cut two in the show notes. Hang with me. This is Alex from yesterday. Go ahead. You can play this from the beginning. Yeah, why not? Start about 14 minutes in. And folks, you can watch the entire show. The link will be you can go to band.video or the link will be at hagmanpi.com, but start about 14 minutes in roughly. I don't know. And, but just bear with me on this. Go ahead.
That said, we've got some very disappointing, disturbing things coming out of Kash. Jumps the gun on criticizing people with Trump administration. I don't want to do it. I don't want to believe it. And I think the jury's out on some things here. Certainly not on RFK Jr. Unbelievably incredible. Thank you, Jesus. Tulsi Gabbard, unbelievable. Thank you, Jesus. So many others. Amazing. Elon Musk, incredible. After Kash and Bongino came out and said, oh, we've seen the files. You haven't, but, yes, Epstein killed himself. BS, take an hour to go over all the evidence. Coroner said his neck was broken in three. On and on and on. After that, now, we've shut the case on the Butler assassination. The supposed shooter acted alone. And if you know the MO and the facts on that, he was in a safe house, totally clean, with no utensils, everything wiped. Both the parents are in behavioral psychology modification, mind control. He's in BlackRock commercials. The FBI stands down on the investigation. The Secret Service completely stands down. CNN was the only rally they went to. They announced he had been killed at first. Then they said there was an assassination attempt.
Can you pause that for a second? I just want to clarify one thing about that. CNN went. This was the first one they broadcast live. Usually, there are some cutaways. Just to be clear, okay? Just to be clear, a lot of firsts at this rally. I just want to make sure that people understand that there were CNN, you could find them at different rallies. I think 96 rallies. But this is the first time that they decided to cover it from start to whenever. And they did, first time. So I just want to clarify that point. Go ahead.
The FBI director said, oh, we think, you know, maybe he wasn't shot at. I mean, what were the bullets that wounded and killed people? It was a black op government operation. And say, oh, no, we've looked into it. Nothing to see here. Move along is disturbing. Very disturbing. Yes. The task force has concluded. Trump's former spokesperson, Liz, assassination plot. No kidding. Work with the state police and others in Florida. They had to come out and say it was outrageous. And it was a cover-up on the shooter there, the would-be killer. I mean, the would-be assassin. I mean, this is a continuation of the corruption and protecting it. And that is not what Kash Patel talked about, closing the FBI headquarters and turning it into a museum. And when he said that, he said, because we're going to send him out and take out to the country to actually be, you know, federal investigators, not intelligence operatives. Well, that's not happening now.
Okay. So, this is important too. Do you know that the FBI building that they're at right now is beyond compromised, right? You know that. Bugs, wires, the hard wiring of their computer systems is all compromised. So when you hear, well, we're going to move people out of the building because, oh, this is cracky. Okay, maybe the building is deteriorating, but that's not the reason. That's a reason or a thing, but it's not the thing. You get where I'm going with this? There is no privacy in that building. And I've heard this directly from saying, you know, don't be poking these bears, man. It's not good for your health. What is, right? But I'm just saying. So, again, another point of clarification or maybe addition to what
pointing, and that just makes my eyes turn more to them, which I really don't want, you know, to be going down this road. But I have my integrity. It's not for sale. In fact, it's impossible. I can't even make myself even war game. Well, you know, well, they're doing good overall. Maybe I should just not be, you know, I just don't even do that. So, and they are doing some of the good women. They are moving most of those people out to make them actually be FBI agents and not spies. So he's, you know, again, there's a lot of good happening. And I've talked to some high-level Justice Department people, and they said, listen, what's going on here is we got to pick our battles. And when you've got agencies and things and the bureaucracy and the cover-ups, it's almost impossible to sit there and ferret through it. If we just move on to the big stuff we can do, shutting down globalist operations, cutting their money, indicting low-level, mid-level, moving up. That's how we got to do it. And because then they turn state's evidence. So, and I wasn't told that by the FBI New York Mafia, as it's known, and that's what Bongino and Kash are. I don't mean that mean. That's what's called in the FBI, you know, a clique. But I was told that by other people that aren't in the FBI, but you could just say are their bosses. So I'll be balanced about all that. I'm going to probably spend 5 minutes on it. It's just still disturbing. I mean, listen, just don't sit there and tell us, oh, we've closed it. He acted alone. We have the files. Don't, if you're going to crap on me or piss on me, don't rub it in and don't tell me it's raining, okay? Just, I mean, can you not? this is a PR issue. Will you stop it, Kosh and Bongino? I know, obviously, Dan, nobody's smarter than you. But if you want to go from being very popular to very unpopular and thus hurt Trump as well, just keep going. Keep going, tough guy. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. I'm getting angry.
Bear with me.
So, globalists, that's what I want to do. And it's very insulting to the American people to say Epstein killed himself. No one buys it. It's very insulting to say that brainwashed, mind control, classic mind control operative acted alone. Please stop. The one that trained where the federal law enforcement trained, all that, his cell phone all around the federal building in D.C., the FBI headquarters. Stop it.
Initially, okay, that where that came from, what Alex just said. Now, I want to be really clear on this. We spent, oh my goodness, I don't know, days, I suppose, looking at the results from the Heritage Foundation. The Heritage Foundation has the ability, and at a level, a certain level, investigative agencies can access geofencing data, okay, which is out there for marketing purposes. They could put you, and you've heard me talk about this, they could put you with, I mean, if you're driving by, I don't know, Penny's or Sears. Do they still have them anymore? I don't know. A store. For marketing purposes, they essentially know where you're at, and they can throw ads on, you know. Yeah, just like if you're searching for incontinence wear or something, you know, all of a sudden you'll see all kinds of ads for Depends or whatever. You get the drift, right? So this, I suppose the intent, I don't know, the intent was for these data brokers, was for marketing purposes, but the intelligence community uses this, as investigative agencies use this as well, to place people at certain locations. Very precisely, I might add. So, we looked at what the Heritage Foundation had uncovered about that one blip. Hey, there was a blip associated with Thomas Matthew Crux appeared at the at or near. It's kind of a little unclear when you look at the actual language of the report. APHIS in D.C. or near D.C. So we looked at that, and initially we kind of said, nah, you know what? This could be kind of, it'd be like a blip, inexplicable, but we'll just kind of keep it right here. But the more we looked at the entire package, the more we realized, wait a second. What we maybe would have said or inclined to say initially, that was kind of like some electronic chaff. Not so much. So I wanted to make that point, because a lot of people initially rested their own personal thoughts and analysis on that. But it's not, in this case, once in a while you'll get like a floater, or I'm not even sure what the correct term would be, because I'm not that electronics guy. But it, you know, sometimes things happen, okay, where
or possibly a ping from a cloned phone.
I could not have said that any better. Thank you. For those maybe not as up on things as you are, what does that mean? It's important for people to really understand. For example, Eric went into this and others went into this. I mean, I remember an entire Sunday where one of the investigators working this drove hundreds of miles and sat with the very person responsible for providing this information, not just to us, but to places like the Heritage Foundation, places like other investigative bodies, sat with the very person responsible for providing and went through all of this. And the result was pages upon pages upon pages of data that we ultimately had to go through. But what did you mean by clone phone or a ping from a clone phone? Because, again, a lot of people might say, what the hell are you talking about? Because initially, that was my response. Huh? Ping from a... What does that mean? And that's why Eric is Eric. Think about that for a second. So, or John Smith, and he's got a cell phone. And he's got a cell phone on him, or device ID. Somebody actually clones that number or device and device ID or device ID, and all of a sudden they're John Smith, right? Who's got that capability? Spock and Ulster. It wasn't mean. Sometimes ain't the... I'm going to probably impose upon Eric a little bit more after this segment. Pay attention to this, because continue this continuum from InfoWars yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Go ahead.
About it, just shut up about it then. But that's only going to encourage the group inside the government, the faction, to try to kill the big guy again. All right, I got more important stuff to hit than this. Sorry, I'm going off on a jag here. I'm well known for that, aren't I? Once I start talking about stuff, I got to go ahead and tell you what I really think. Controversy, Alex Jones turns on Trump, turns on the, turns on Bongino. It's not that. Please don't insult us in these. Please. God, I mean, it's like getting up at a dinner party and taking a dump on a plate and telling everybody it's chocolate ice cream. I mean, just do not do it. Gives me a headache. You know, we had a well-known, very famous private investigators that were hired to go spend months investigating. And they came back and talked about the FBI pulling up and threatening them and following them and telling them to stop their investigation. And then that same FBI now is still in charge, obviously, and is just telling us to just stop investigating. Well, we're not going to. You guys can tell us, you know, there's nothing to see here and crap like that, but we're not going to shut up about it. So you can be guaranteed of that. If you want to know about it, go put the article back up. The Hagman investigation into it. All right, let's stop right there now. Pennsylvania investigators found strong evidence of a criminal network attempt in Butler. Handling the attempted assassin in Butler, Pennsylvania. Pretty important. So that's the facts if you want them, instead of what Bongino is telling people. Power corrupts. An absolute power. Lord Acton actually said power tends to corrupt. An absolute power corrupts absolutely. So the founders put limits on government and division of power and separation of power. All right, let's start here. I kind of mentioned what's coming up, but I need to drill through this now. I need to be very judicious about it. I'm going to hit all I talked about in detail.
You can drop that. I'm 100% with Alex Jones in terms of, look, I don't know what's going on there. I really don't. All I know is that something is wrong. Something is very wrong. Because this strikes at the very heart of what we're fighting today. The genesis for everything that we're fighting can be found from expansion, the expansion for expanding this investigation. Because again, before that video, the so-called failures of July 13th, and I think I rattled off six of them, the more obvious failures and the in-your-face, screw-you kind of thing let me continue with that. The failure to secure the perimeter of where now President Trump was speaking was a big failure or was a big deal. The Secret Service failed to secure not just the perimeter, but the very building on which Crooks was found. And again, this goes back to the lack of oversight on the roof, Butler, ESU. We verified, of course, absolutely 100% verified that Butler ESU was in charge of that and left their post. You can provide reasons out the wazoo for the reasons that they left their post. Doesn't matter. Does not matter. And then, of course, and Roger Stone mentioned about how long Thomas Matthew Crooks, that person, was on their radar. But let me add one thing that I don't think this has been out there. They knew it was longer than 90 minutes. Okay. It was really at the beginning of the day moving forward. Of course, his travels to Home Depot, ladder, and all this other stuff. I'm not dismissing any of that. You look at these very events, you can see and we've submitted very, very detailed timelines, or a very detailed timeline. It had to be revised a few times. But, I mean, to the second, based on video camera footage, GPS, lined up with, not GPS, but I'll just say geofencing for the clock, for the clock on the device, okay, which could be off by 15 seconds, in some cases, maybe more than a minute. It depends, because you might have, let's say, a video surveillance camera at a Home Depot or a gun shop. And that might give one time versus the Apple clock time. And they might not be in sync, but the timelines are important. And you might think, well, that's really not a big deal, right? It can be. It can be. And the fact, too, the explosives themselves, the explosives found and used by Thomas Matthew Crooks or associated with him were not, I mean, there were, to for me to describe this, I guess, think of a pipe bomb in case. But interestingly about that, and there's a whole big deal about the explosives. The way they were constructed suggests a knowledge that is not necessarily contained on the internet or on the anarchist cook or within the anarchist cookbook, but are more consistent with a military slash intelligence construction. Think of the pipe bombs at the DNC and RNC. And look at the construction at those viable, those RNC, which I guarantee you, the individual putting those bombs at the DNC and RNC, the identity to the FBI, and has been known to the FBI. That was an inside job. So every bomb has a signature. And as I've said before, there's a warehouse, just nothing. There's a warehouse of successor agencies. Nothing. It's filled with nothing but bombs. It sounds funny to say, right? Because every bomb that's created has a signature to it. The for example, you might think this is tedious, but it's important. Up until after, the date could be wrong. I'm sorry if it is, but it was sometime in, I think it was in the 80s, where plastic explosive C4, it's in common parlance. There were markers put in the plastic or plastique, the components of what would be C4. And I don't think I'm talking out of school. I think this is pretty well known. And prior to that, you couldn't tell where that particular compound came from. I'm just giving you this as an example. Did you know that? I don't know if people knew that. Anyway. And the same thing, too. And this is how the FBI tracks explosives, or the ATF, ATFE, formerly or whatever, would track. There were markers put in to the explosives. This is the same way, too. For example, when, think back to Iran-Contra, the drugs, the Barry Seal, Mena, Arkansas. the CIA and the military too, working in conjunction, they would, and I'm just going to select, for example, the Sinaloa cartel. Let's just say they were working with the Sinaloa cartel as opposed to other cartels, which were in competition with the Sinaloa, because the CIA and the other intelligence and military agencies were supporting them because they could control them. So they would put markers into, when I say markers, I'm talking about, how can I best explain it? Stuff, component, identifying, if you're mixing cocaine, for example, it contains like a marker itself. So if, let's just say a whole crapload of cocaine in that case shows up in Los Angeles, they're able to tell where that came from. Did it come from our people or was it the competition? You see what I mean? So apply that to the explosives. The explosives have both a signature and also some of the components would have. So don't tell me you can't. Don't even. Okay. So I think I left off at this failure to secure the press to crooks. I mean, the people did everything but shoot up flipping rockets in the air. And if you watch, we played, I think, segments of the crowd at one point. If you watch the crowd, but more importantly, watch the response by law enforcement to the crowd, there's something there. There is there. Watch also where they went, some of the people who were not read in went in response to some other perhaps potential threats at the tree line and elsewhere. Okay, very important. And then you've got a couple of other ones. Failure to secure President Trump right away, which people will say, oh, how quickly the Secret Service handled it, which is true. But then there's, well, that's obviously true and perceptibly accurate. He was not immediately moved to a secure location. It wasn't the response at the time after the shots. It was the response between that message was not received by the by President Trump's own detail. That goes back to the communications. This is a deep dive, and the reason I'm being very deliberate about this is because these are the details that will show that there was collusion and conspiracy, and it's so necessary to understand because, frankly, if we don't get into this, if you don't understand how deep this is, and who would have control over these where this went. I mean, we could talk about the shell casings on the roof and, you know, how you will have a member, very conservative, stalwart member of the task force investigating this with, you know, influencers or whatever saying, yeah, see, okay, right here. And then there's this. And no, that's all window dressing. I mean, it's all window dressing. And those who fall for that, I guess you've never been, You've never been to say, here, let me help you with your investigation. Here's a list of names. That's kind of, until you experience that, or maybe you don't have to experience it. Maybe you just have to be smarter than me, which that's steep. And there was one other thing too that people, because this goes to planning, and this is not talked about nearly enough, is there's something called BORTAC, B-O-R-T-A-C. This is a very special medical response that presidential candidates, every person protected by the Secret Service has. B-O-R-T-A-C is an acronym. And I will say this, they were not there. They were not on location. And you might think, well, so what? You know, that's not really a big deal. It is in the event might have been, let's say, it was more than just the tip of his ear. Maybe it was a degree more serious than that. The BORTAC unit that was not there could have saved his life had it come to that. So why wasn't that BORTAC unit there? When you, the absence of these standard protocols, who ordered the stand down? And what are the odds of every one of those? No. What are the odds of every one of those on that very day, purely coincidental? What are the odds of that? It defies credulity and speaks to a larger. So when you look at each and every one of these, you've got to come away with the understanding that, okay, here. And of course you have people in, you know, doing the audio analysis of the shots, and there was more than one shooter, and there was this, there was that. I haven't, that's not something that we concentrated on. You might say, maybe you should. Well, yes, there's that, but then there's a specialty there. But without going, we're looking at the, and also one more thing too. What we found based on our analysis of the device IDs and such, when you take in multiple, when you expand the scenario, when you expand the area of coverage, and you work out from a known, for example, if you know at, and I'm using this as an example, okay, when you know there are 9 device IDs at the home base of Thomas Matthew Crooks, let's just hypothetically say this, there are 9 devices. The 9 devices were there in June, 9 devices there a week before, you know, on July 1st. And then you, where did those 9 devices, for example, where were they at different times on different dates? And then you realize, and then you realize that the devices associated with that lone individual acting alone, totally alone, are in different locations, including defense and are a bed down location. A bed down location. Where can you find spending the night, so to speak? There are still the devices that cross paths with that man. The only person himself knows why he did. You understand that? I'm telling you, there are devices out there that are still bedding down and that are still active. Then you have to realize there's only one conclusion you can. It wasn't a lone individual. I have to go into the analysis of the shots, or that he had help. Then this was a conspiracy. People that there were people that assisted him. That there were people, that individuals that and those people are still active. I'd like that. I'd like the task force, which I have no people who are saying there's nothing to see here, or there's no there to answer just that. Just that. But you know what? Here's the problem. Only don't they want those questions answered, but the questions asked. I'm telling you. Which goes back to the initial statement I had when I thought of that article by an American thinker. How would it be possible to shut people off the opinions and the freedom of thought and the provision of information? How's it possible to have people, to convince people that you're still they're still telling the truth, but they're actually being an unwitting participant of a false narrative? Perfect way. Buy them off. Consolidate. Which is why that we represent, and I think Alex and I said today, I don't know, folks, did I do okay in the chat? Let me know. Did I do okay? Maybe we have a few minutes for any questions that are relevant here. Again, people understand I'm about 10 seconds or so behind on my preview here. So this is so very important. And I have to say, look, just like Alex, I'm not saying, just like Alex said, you know, look, they said what they said. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on. I can say this. Something ain't right. It's too vague. Yes. Really, one thing I can be sure of is that is where it needs to go. Uh, if this sounded a little bit vague, then I would say I don't mean names. Folks, you can understand, and I'm sure you can. There are people, you know, being engaged in lawsuits for saying different things, and how can you prove something without the ability, without having the in other words, if I said, look, if I said Hillary Clinton was actually the shooter at the rally point, of course, you know, that's absurd. Okay. But let's just use that as a hypothetical. But I inserted a name there that would be maybe or likely, but not have the capability to introduce evidence like the FBI could, but won't, to prove, to back up what I said, then I'd be fighting a lawsuit forever and unable that lawsuit. Do you see what I mean? Hillary doesn't have that much shell. Yeah. Okay. You know, Eric, can you get rid of that? So, folks, this is why all of this is important. You're going to be hearing more about this because, look, as I age in this business and look at my immediate future with this, I'm not going to be sitting on information that needs to. I'm just not going to be sitting on information that should be out there. And I'm limiting what I say to who. I'll say it to you on this platform, and people can come and find it here. I'll say it to Alex, and maybe one or two other people. But beyond that, no, I trust no one. But this is why I'm saying right now, there are some very, very bad people out there that really want to cause people harm, death. I'm telling you, it's the way it is. And there are people out there who will sell themselves, as I mentioned at the open, sell themselves for that glimmer of cash. But just know that there's a lot of things that are not right. That goes with, and also debacle. And I say debacle because a lot of that is that's just a very, very small part of this larger picture that involves the Epstein crowd, and the Epstein, which is another, the whole Epstein thing about hanging himself, that is beyond laughable, because one must understand, I think it's very clear, and I'm not going to insult anyone, because getting into that whole Epstein death scene, again, it would strain credulity to believe that every one of those failures were failures.